In mid-November, I decided to let go as a big issue of the race for Speaker of the Texas House as more and more Republicans let it be known they would support Strauss for re-election to the powerful post. Conservatives in the House can't seem to run a viable candidate in the right way, and so there was little reason to belabor the issue. That is, until we learned this week from Governor Perry that it was Joe Strauss who has forced a withdrawal of the National Guard from the Texas-Mexico border. I would have liked for the Guard to stay longer. We got what we could get, Perry said at a Capitol press conference. Your state reps, Springer, Frank, Frullo, Price, King, Smithy, Darby, Keffer, all of them joined every statewide candidate in talking up border enforcement in this November's election. And a few weeks later, many of them handed their support to Strauss for Speaker, the man who was working behind the scenes to make liars of the entire Texas Republican ticket. Played as fools, our state reps have been, especially the true conservatives. We now know that Strauss has worked hard to prevent a serious Texas-led increase in border security, and he did it in a way that prevented House members from fully debating and acting on the issue themselves in January without incurring massive extra costs if the body decided to support the policies its members campaigned on. So much for letting the members run the House. Will our reps have the integrity and fortitude to forego the perks of being on the speaker's team in the next session and withdraw their support from Strauss as Strauss withdrew support on his own without debate on the members for the border security buildup that all candidates promised the people of Texas? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.